Thanking the Parnas HaChodesh and the Parnas HaShavua. First of all, the Thalheims, Neil and Natalia, sponsoring this Schus Refu Shlema for Yudi Dukes, Chaim Shnei Zalman, Yehuda Ben Hindi Yechevet, Shavu Shlema Soshachal Yisrael. And also to thank our old friends, Hanan and Sarah Simon in Seattle, for always staying connected to the Beis HaMedrash and sponsoring our learning here. It should be a schus for their simcha and for there to be more simchas Bez Hashem in the future. Okay. To try to press a lot into 45 minutes, I'm looking to maybe making it into an hour. I feel a little bit too much pressure and it's a very short amount of time. So first, let me begin by reviewing for a minute where we were up to, what we were doing last Tuesday. Number one, we learned, Rabbeinu Bechaya, that Be'etzem Shabbos contains within it the sod, the secret of Beini u'Bein B'nei Yisrael. There's a secret that Am Yisrael has with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That secret is called Shabbos. In order to understand what Shabbos is, one has to try to make use of the tzaddikim who have given us access to, on our level, to understand something of what that sod of Shabbos is. That was Aleph, Beis. Because of this, it's Ashgacha Pratis, that many Jews within Klal Yisrael are Mekabel Shabbos with a mimer of the Zohar Kodesh that we read together, we just read it together in translation, Kegavna, from the Zohar and Parshas Truma, Kegavna, Rosa de Shabbos. And we learned that that Kegavna contains within it the secret of Shabbos in Kegavna, and that sod of Shabbos contains five nekudas. There are five stodim to the sod of Shabbos. The third point is that regarding the sugi that we're going to be Isaac in Mitzvah, which is the Lamates Malachis, because Shabbos, the sod of Shabbos, but Le'inyaneinu, that we're going to be Isaac in the Lamates Malachis, Natal Oiris, the 39 Malachis of Shabbos. So we learn that the Iker Avodah that we have to do in terms of this, of understanding on our level this sod, is the Inyan that's called in the Sfarim Aliyas Ha'olamos, the ascent of worlds. Aliyas Ha'olamos, which in the Kegavna, Lemeheve Imhain Le'ela. That means that on Shabbos we're not allowed to be Zareya, we're not allowed to plant on Shabbos in this world. Somehow everything ascends to a higher place. So what does planting mean in Ruchnias? What does cutting, what does gathering, what do the malachas plowing, what does it mean to be mitzi? What does it mean to be mitzi from one rishus to another rishus? What are the malachas in Shemayim, the malachas in Ruchnias that Hashem Yisbarach wants us to be Isaac in as we ascend to a higher madrega on Shabbos, because we can't do those things in this world. Those 39 malachas correspond to the 39 klalas and to what happened to the Gan Eden Mikedem, and Gan Eden Mikedem, which we're going to talk a lot about in Mitzvah Hashem. So we have to try to understand the side of the 39 malachas. Zareya, planting, is a world. It's a world. We're going to be able to write Mitzvah Hashem with Tu B'Shvat to start heading into that. Zareya is a velt. It's a velt. What Zareya is? What's Chayresh? What does it mean, Makiba Patish? All the malachas, what do they mean? What do they mean in terms of our Avodah in Ruchnias? And finally, we need to understand what is the meaning of Vayishbais Bayoim Hashvi, Mekol Malachtoi Asher Osem. What does that mean that Hashem rested? We're saying it our entire life. We're saying all of our lives that Hashem rested on Shabbos. We read it in the Chumash, we say it in Kiddush, all of the davening is Vayishbais Bayoim Hashvi. Hashem rested on the seventh day. What does that mean, Bechlal, Shvisa? What's the meaning of Shvisa by Hashem? That he rested. Our Menuchas Shabbos from the Lamates Malachas depends on our understanding what is the meaning of Hashem resting. Obviously, the Rabbanu Shalom is working on Shabbos because the world, Ha'olam is Kimen Hogoy Noyeg. The world goes on. If Hashem wouldn't be working, Hashem can't take off. So Rabbanu Shalom is working, he's busy. He's busy planting and plowing. He's doing all the stuff that he does the whole week. Because without that, nothing could happen. The world would go back to tohu vavohu. So what is exactly the meaning of shvisa by Hashem? Vayishbois, Hashem rested on Shabbos. What's the rest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Unless we understand what that means, what Hashem's rest means, we don't know what our rest is either. Then it's just, you know, getting a good night's sleep and a little bit extra sleep and having a nice nap on Shabbos. But what does it mean, be'etzem? Vayishbois, that word, vayishbois, that Hashem rested. What's resting? What's he resting? What stops on Shabbos? What happens on Shabbos that's different? Everything looks the same to us on Shabbos. So what changes on Shabbos? So we have a lot of work to do. I want to make it very clear. I know that I spoke with some of the chevra that I think some people were probably disappointed. They thought it's going to be a 39-week course, and there was going to be the first week we're going to do Zareya, and the second week we're going to go on to Choresh and so on. This is not a course. I'm not a lecturer. These are not lectures. It's a limud bi'iyun rav. I promise we needed to move at a fast pace, and there's going to be a lot of chomer. There's going to be a lot of material, and to stay with it, but it requires proper hakdamas, and it's not going to be hakdamas for 6 months, for a year, but it requires a good couple of weeks of clear hakdamas, because once we know what shvis is, once we know what malach is, once we know what aliyas ha'olamis is, then we'll be able to go into all the malachas and to move with each of the malachas. We'll do each malacha for a few weeks in terms of the halacha, the different shitas of the Rishonim, to understand the ikar gedder of what that malacha is in terms of halacha and Shulchan Aruch and so on, the Rishonim. And then we'll spend a month or two on each one of those malachas to understand in the perspective in that world of Aliyas Olamos, of Shabbos and Ruchnias, what does it mean to plant and to plow? So that's the tochnit, but it requires some time, it requires patience, and we have a lot to learn. So let's begin. Look inside. Again, I'm depending upon your checking on your phone, your email, whatever it is that you look up for the Makairis. So look inside. Now, over the years, I really have not done this, but for the purposes of what we're learning here, we're actually going to learn from the Lukutim of the Ari HaKadosh. This is in Parshas Bahar. It's a foundational piece in Parshas Bahar, in the Kisvei Ha'ari, in Sefer HaLikutim, which we'll spend the next few years in Mitzvah Shem trying to understand. But let's read the words. We're not going to understand it on any kind of a deeper level yet, but we'll at least see what our job is, what our job consists of. Nimtza. The Ari HaKadosh revealed the following. Nimtza ki b'yimei hachol yordim lamata kidei levarer. It's a very important word in Hilchos Shabbos, not just because there's a melacha of borer, but the inyan of birurim, which we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. The Ari says that during the 6 days of the week, b'yimei hachol, yordim lamata, we descend into this world, into the physical world. We live in the physical world. Kidei levarer. All that we're doing during the 6 days of the week is called birurim, levarer, kidei levarer, separating, tov ra. Even in some of the malachas, which I'll mention in a second, separating, organizing, refining. That's what our work is during the week. Kidei levarer, ubiyom haShabbos, onu malim oisam lemekaimam. And on Shabbos, everything, we lift up everything, everything ascends lim kaimam to their root in Ruchnias in the higher world. Kedei lahaitzi nishamas chadashas. In order to bring forth the nishmas and chadatin that we spoke about in Kegavna. Again, we don't know yet what that means, nishamas chadashas. What does it mean to have a new nishama? What's a nishama yaseira? What does it mean, nishamas chadashas, nishmas and chadatin? We're going to learn what that means. So during the week, we're trying to separate in all of our lamatas malachas between tov and ra. We'll discuss that, what that means. And when it comes to Shabbos, through our tefillas and through our seudos, our meals, and our zemiras and our shmirah in the lamatas malachas, we bring everything from the 6 days of the week up. V'zehu tam iser kol ha'malachas b'yom ha'Shabbos. And Ari says, this is the reason, this is the sod, the secret reason for the Isser of all 39 malachas on Shabbos. Not just Borer, not just those malachas of that of separating, of winnowing, of dosh and bar, not just that, all the malachas. So tam isa kol hamalachas b'yom haShabbos, 6 days of the week, sheishis yom ha'isa birurim, Shabbos aliyah. Va'afilu oichal nefesh gam heim asuras. Unlike Yontif, on Shabbos, even when it comes to malachas that have to do with preparing food, of course, are forbidden on Shabbos. Ki ein shum birur b'Shabbos. Shabbos is kuloi or lichtig. No birurim. There's no inyan of discerning between good and bad, right and wrong. Shabbos is or, is lamalo. Ein shum birur b'Shabbos. Va'akol hu chadash. And everything is new. The Arizal says this is the sod of the Shir Chodesh, the new song of Shabbos. K'may Shekosov, as it says in Tehillim, Shiru LaHashem Shir Chodesh, to sing to Hashem Shir Chodesh, Shana Omri B'Shabbos, which is referring to each and every Shabbos of our lives, and ultimately it's referring to the Shir Chodesh of Yom Shekula Shabbos Amnucha, the Chai Lomim, when we come to the big Shabbos of Mashiach Tzikeinu. And therefore we see that we're not allowed to separate with the food on Shabbos. That we're not allowed to separate between the food that we want to eat and the stuff that's not good, that's psolas, or we don't want on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there cannot be such a thing of bir or mitach psoilas. There's no asik with psoilas on Shabbos. There's no such thing. Because what's the psoilas? Now, some of you are familiar a little bit with these things, will recognize Shivas HaMelachim, the seven kings. The seven kings that's referring to the Shviras HaKelim, to the Klipas, that the way that Hashem created the world, that we have to be mevarer the Nitzaitis and lift up everything from the world, from all the Klipas to bring up and return to the world of Kedusha, that is alluded to in the in Bereishis with the seven kings. Ki akol hu oichel gomer, because on Shabbos, everything is oichel gomer. Everything is food. Everything is edible. Everything is it. It's the, we're there on Shabbos. So we don't have to try to separate between good and evil. Everything is oichel. Ki akol hu oichel gomer. Nishomas chadoshos, bilti psoilas. If we could see this in ourselves, it would be the most amazing thing. Nishamos chadoshos bilti psoilas. We don't have to wait until Ne'ilah. Nishamos chadoshos, each and every one of us, on Shabbos, if we're zoicha, we're going to learn throughout all of our limudim of what to do to be zoicha, we are able to connect to that reality of nishamos chadadin. Nishamos chadoshos bilti psoilas. All the stuff of the past, whatever the garbage was, the psoilus in our lives, shvisnu shvikin, gone. It's gone. Neshamas chadoshes, bilti psoilus. V'kasha adam oyse malacha b'Shabbos. And if chas v'shalom, a person does malacha on Shabbos, a boirer, or he's boirer, but it means any of the lamates malachas, because all of the lamates malachas are malachas of birurim, which we'll talk about. So if a person does malach on Shabbos, chas v'shalom, goyim lahorid koyches ayonim lamatik amoy b'chol, he's doing the most horrible thing. He's bringing down koyches ayonim, the highest koyches, and he's dragging them down lamatik amoy b'chol, down into this world, amoy b'chol, like during the week. Instead of being zareya in rochnius, he's zareya in gashmius. And when he does that, he's planting something physically, God forbid, on Shabbos. He's taking that koyach of Zereya and Rochnias, which is without any psoilas, and he's bringing it into the world of Toiv and Ra, of the Eitz Hadas, of the Lona de Sveika, all the Sveikas and confusion, Bilbulim of this world. And that's why we're going to talk about the Chumra of Shabbos, that there's nothing except Avodah Zarah. It's Be'etzem Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, the same Inyan. There's nothing except for Shabbos like that. Shabbos is such, it's the identity of a Jew is Shabbos. And once Chalila, a person is Mechal Shabbos, and he brings these Kaychas Ayanim down below into this world, then the chitzonim, the side of the klipas of tuma, like cockroaches, like rats, grab onto those koiches elyonim that were dragged down into this world. In the koyim chitzonim al medemaisa, and the chitzonim, the world of klipas of impurity, is called al medemaisa. Al medemaisa, the world of death, al medemaisa. Therefore, by Shabbos, the Torah says, "Mechalaleha mois yumas." Somebody who's mechal Shabbos, mois yumas. Why it's mechalaleha, we'll talk about it maybe the week, next week or the week after. V'zet tovin mimash shebiyanu b'soit chum Shabbos. Arizal says, and this is what I have explained, the sod, the secret of the tchum of Shabbos, the Shabbos boundary, the alpayim, ama, in each direction, when a person makes the tchum, and he's ma'ar of the tchum, but the tchum Shabbos of alpayim, ama, that sod, ki b'chol ha-kidusha smucha l'chitzayinim. During the 6 days of the week, the world is in a very dangerous, precarious situation, because during the 6 days of the week, kedusha is smucha l'chitzayinim. Kedusha is smucha, holiness, kedusha is smucha, is in the same place, is smucha, is next to the world of the chitzayinim, during the 6 days of the week. The toiv and ra, tuma, tahara, are smuchim during the 6 days of the week. Ki b'chol ha-kedusha smucha l'chitzayinim, b'shabbos, yesh alpayim ama tchum Shabbos b'neihem. Now the Alpayim Amma, the Alpayim, those 2,000 Ammas of the Tum Shabbos, why 2,000? We'll get to Mitzvah, in the near future, we'll get to that eventually. The Alpayim Amma, but what it means in Yanenu, what Ari HaKadosh is saying, is that on Shabbos there is a disengagement between those two worlds of Kedusha and the Klipas. And that area, that safe zone between those two worlds, the world of Kedusha, the world of the Ayonim, and the world of Tachtonim, is Alpayim Amma, is 2,000 Ammas. It's not, obviously, it doesn't mean something physical, although we observe it in this world in a physical way, but it doesn't mean something physical, Lamaila. Yesh Alpayim Amma Tchum Shabbos B'neim, Ve'enim Nidbokim Achitzayim B'Kedusha. And then Kedusha on Shabbos is out of reach. It's out of the reach of the chitzonim, of the klipas. The Alpayim Amois creates that wedge to separate between those two worlds, to see to it that there's no confusion and mixture. The Imkein Ha'oisim Malacha B'Shabbos, therefore if a person, Chas V'Shalom, does Malacha on Shabbos, Goyrem Yeridas HaKedusha El HaChitzonim, he's mevatel that space in between the higher world and the lower world of Shabbos, and he's causing there to be chalila yiridas hakedusha el achitzayinim, for the kedusha to descend into the world of the chitzayinim, ulachein, and therefore the Torah says that person is chayiv misa, mis chayiv misa, because he has brought himself into those klipas, which is the alma de maisa, and even though he might live many, many years, but Lamaisa, his existence is an existence in what's called the Klipas, the Alma de Maisa, the world of Misa, of death. Now, our avoid is to understand what is the meaning of this Aliyah on Shabbos, this separation that takes place between the two worlds on Shabbos, this Aliyah of the 6 days of the week above that happens every Shabbos. What does that mean? And why is it that those malachas are mevatel? If a person does those malachas physically in this world, he's chalila, he's being mechalel Shabbos. What is the chilul Shabbos dafka in those lamites malachas? And to understand on a deeper level, what are the tikkunim that we make through our observing Shabbos? And we're going to learn, unlike the way that we were raised feeling that all that Shabbos is, and our kids are picking up, Shabbos is don't. You can't, you can't, you can't. That's what you feel Shabbos is. Don't do this, don't do that. Shabbos is a day of not doing. What we're going to learn over the course of this limud of the Pnimius of Lamites Malachis is that there's no other day of the week that has as much positive energy, as much asiya, as much kum va'aseh as Shabbos. No, nothing at all can compare to it, to the positivity of Shabbos. But we need to understand what the malachas are and what's happening. Now, the Shabbos is called by a number of names. In the Zohar Kaddish, there are a number of names for Shabbos. And one of them is Yoima de Mehemenusa. Yoim de Mehemenusa, the day of Emuna. Yoim de Mehemenusa, Yoim HaEmuna. And one of the reasons that Shabbos is called Yoim de Mehemenusa, the Sfarim tell us, because in Chitzonius, as far as the world in Mitzias is concerned, as you and I experience it in Chitzonius, absolutely nothing changes on Shabbos. I don't feel that I have any kind of a neshama yaseir, a neshama chadasha. I don't see that there's any aliyah in the world. Some of the most terrible things happen on Shabbos in the world, on Saturdays. I don't feel that. I don't see that. I don't know anything that's different than Shabbos. However, Shabbos is also called Yom HaNishmas, the day of the soul. The day of Amunah, the day of the soul. That means that the neshama, and especially that neshama yesera, that neshama chadasha, feels the difference and lives in that difference between Shabbos and Chol. Here, I didn't photostat it, but I'll read to you a sentence from the Arizal. Ubnei odom ayidei ma'aseyem zoichel nefesh neshama yoisem ha'ula kadosha min arishayna. And if a Jew, the Arizal says, if a Jew keeps Shabbos properly, he's zeicher to a nefesh and to a neshama. We're going to be talking about that next week, what that means. He's zeicher to a nefesh and to a neshama yoyisem ha'ula u'kadosha, that's higher and that's holier min harishona than the one that he had before, the shmas n'chadetim. V'ha'neshama shabai, and the Rizal says, if you're wondering how come you don't see any aliyah on Shabbos, you feel the same on Shabbos, nothing has changed. So the Rizal says, V'ha'neshama shabai, he hamishtanis l'teisefes ilui kedusha. In the neshama, in the world of the neshama, which is that aliyah that takes place within the person, where on Shabbos we're able to ascend to a higher level of who we are, in that mitzias of nishmas and chadetin, the Arizal says, he hamishtanis l'teisefes ilui kedusha. The neshama is mishtanis. The neshama experiences this unbelievable change that takes place in the world. Aval haguf einenu mishtane. But a Jew who lives entirely in the guf, and even when it comes to Shabbos, he's stuck in that world of the sheisis yemei hamaisa. So the Rizal says, aval haguf einenu mishtane. Haguf einenu mishtane. Nothing changes in the physical world. As I said earlier, olam kimenhagoy noyeg, the Baruch Shalom, it continues on with creation during Shabbos as well. The world is continuing. And for the person who doesn't keep Shabbos, and for a person who's not in that mitzias of the neshama, everything is the same. Because the Arizal says, Hava haguf einenu mishtane. Ki hu haguf harish. Because the guf is the same guf till 120. The body is the same body till 120. It's the neshama, it's the neshama chadash. It's the neshama chadash. The neshama is new, but the guf is the same guf. So if you're not able to move ahead to the neshama, to ascend through the guf higher, nefesh, then to ruach, then to neshama, to chai, yechida, and oinig Shabbos, be'emes, which is kesa, which is the crown. If a person does not ascend through those levels from the guf, and to ascend to higher levels of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, and even keser, then the guf is the guf harishayin. He's still in the same body, so nothing changes as far as the guf is concerned. So he doesn't feel any changes. The lashon of the Zohar Kodesh in Vayakhel is, kol yoyme shabsa, the entire day of Shabbos, Isloin Rucha Achra Deshari Al Alma. Now the Zohar says two things. Not only is there a Neshama Chadosha, not only is there a Neshama Yaseir as far as the individual is concerned, it's not only a din in the Gavra, in the person, that you and I as Jews, that we are Zoich on Shabbos for Neshama Chadosha, for Neshmas Nechadetin, but not only that, the Zohar Kodesh says, "Chayyim Shabbos Yislan Rucha Achra Deshari Al Alma, Al Alma." That this world itself, the world mamish, is different. The Heilige Vishnu Susing learned when he was a child. So I'm not going to go to the pratum of the story, but you know that he looked up and he started to shake. He's a child, and he says, Shabbos, Shabbos, and he couldn't contain himself anymore. As a child, even without going outside, but he just, that it was already coming to candlelighting time, and the Vishnu saw a different world. Through those eyes that were so pure, he saw mamash a different world on Shabbos. So the Zohar says, "Kol yom Shabbos is loin ruach achra d'shoy alma." It's not only a din in the gavra; it's a din in the chav. So we're going to see a fascinating Rabbi Yosef Engel mitzvah, and then a mimer from Rabbi Zevin Zichron Levracha on the two levels of Shabbos. That there's a shvisa as far as the individual is concerned, and in certain ways similar to Shemitah, where it says beferush in Torah v'shav soav ha'aretz, that there is something of a shvisa. It's much more difficult for us to experience, but there's a shvisa that takes place in the world as well. This raises many questions on halacha, such as shvisas kelim. Right? If you start a malacha before Shabbos, and it continues on Shabbos. So I began doing the malacha before Shabbos. Now, if the world has to stop on Shabbos, then I would not be allowed to begin a malacha and to allow it to go on automatically on Shabbos if the world is supposed to be in a state of shvisa. So we have to discuss how that works. Mr. Shem will talk about that in a few weeks. The inyan of the cheftza of the world. This is the lashon of the Zohar. Kol yom Shabbos islan rucha achra d'shori al alma. There's a ruach acheres, the Zohar says, that is shori that descends upon the world itself. The world itself. Now, Akasha, you and I, when we go to Eretz Yisrael, the rocks look the same to us. The trees look the same to us. Nachon? Everything looks the same to us because we're messed up. So everything looks the same to us. A tree in Brooklyn, if there's such a mitzvah, I mean, there was a book called The Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Sorry, there must be a tree in Brooklyn, at least one. So the tree in Brooklyn looks the same chalila to a tree in Sfas. And even the Basayin himself, as you know from the story, the Basayin himself, it took him a while and a lot of avoida, till he was able to understand what he was told by that Eretz Yisrael Degim Meshulach that came and told him that everything in Eretz Yisrael, the streets, everything is different. It's not the same as in Chutz Lars. And when he came, he didn't see that right away. And you and I, when we go to Eretz Yisrael, it looks like any other place. It looks like a tree, it looks like a mountain. Looks like the same sun that's setting in Yerushalayim, that Lahavdil is setting in New York, it looks less the same. But the Zohar Kodesh says, Kol yom Shabbos is loin rucha achra d'shori al alma. D'shori al alma. That the world is affected by this. Now we're going to try to understand halacha. What that means, that the world is affected by the physical world is affected by Shabbos. Rucha achra kadisha ilo denachta lebnei kadisha. And, of course, there's a ruach chadasha, a different ruach, a neshama chadasha, that descends upon Bnei Kaddish, and that's us, the holy Jewish people, the Neshama Yisrael. A sentence from the Ramak. Again, to keep things moving, I didn't want to read everything inside, just the main parts of what we're learning we'll do inside. The Ramak in the Siddha says the following. Listen carefully to his words. HaShabbos Inyan Ruchni Shaira Al Ha'adam. And we're going to be talking about how this Inyan Ruchni, this transformation, takes place in the person and in the world. So the Ramak first says, HaShabbos Inyan Ruchni Shaira Al Ha'adam. On Shabbos, there's this Inyan Ruchni that descends upon the person. V'shoichin b'mitzias ha'olam mamish. The Ramak says that it's shoichin b'mitzias ha'olam mamish. L'chein, therefore, Tzorach l'sakein mamish dirinah, therefore, a person must prepare his home. The Ramak is talking about something like making sure that, like we find in Shulchan Aruch, making sure that that your tables are all covered with tablecloths. Not just the dining room table where you're going to eat. The kitchen table should be covered with tablecloth as well. And how you dress on Shabbos. How you dress, in other words, in Gashmias. He says, listen to the words. Each one of us has to prepare a dira noah, a beautiful dwelling place. L'mitzias kvod Hashem, for that new mitzvah of Kvod Hashem, Hashaychen Ba'olam, that descends into the world on Shabbos. Or maybe it means also descends to the world and the world ascends too. Hamamale kol ha'aretz, ad sha'kelim ha'gashmi ha'nivroim k'shemesh v'yireach, b'k'chovim b'rikim, this is what the original was seeing. The Ramak says that even the kelim ha'gashmi, the physical things in the world, like the sun, the moon, and the stars, the sky. Eris v'yeshuva, the earth, the land. Hakol mishtane b'yom Shabbos. You can be 1,000% sure that that's how the Ramak saw things on Shabbos. Everything, he says, Hakol mishtane b'yom Shabbos. Everything is different on Shabbos. U'mesmalim me'or kedushas Shabbos. Everything becomes filled me'or kedushas Shabbos. Nira u'musog, and it can be seen and can be experienced l'mechinim atzmon l'zeh, among those, by those who prepare themselves to receive it. Which, by the way, we don't have Kabbalah Yontif. There's only Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos. There's a whole Seder of Kabbalah Shabbos. The Seder that we have of Kabbalah Shabbos comes to us mostly from the Mekubalim and Tzfas. But the whole Musag of there being a Kabbalah Shabbos, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla, to prepare yourself to receive something. There's something that's changing, something that's happening. And we have to be Mekabla. We have to prepare ourselves to receive it. Look inside the next page. Page 4. Rabbi Chaim Vital in Pri Eitz Chaim. So we understand why it's a Yom HaDemehem Nusa. It's a day where you have to believe that this is happening. It's not something you could see. It's a matter of faith. It's a matter of faith that tzaddikim over time can actually, like the Ramak is writing, can actually see and feel what's happening on Shabbos. But it's Yom HaDemehem Nusa because our job is, from the very beginning, is to work on our emunah that this is going on. This is what's happening on Shabbos. But look what we find in Pri Eitz Chaim from Rabbi Chaim Vital. Upam achas, Rabbi Chaim says, you see where the arrow is? Upam achas shamati mimori rizal. I heard once from my Rebbe, from the Arizal. Binyan pagam ha'olamis. The Arizal was talking about the pagam, the damage of the olamis from the time of the chait, ayidei chait Adam HaRishon. What happened as a result of the chait of Adam and Chava? So the Arizal, Rabbi Chaim Vital, heard from the Arizal, binyan pagam ha'olamis, ayidei chait Adam HaRishon. Ki koidem shechata, the Arizal said, that before Adam sinned, hayu kol ha'olamis mamish, b'chol b'chinoisam l'mala. Before Adam and Chava sinned, everything was Shabbos dik. Everything was Shabbos dik. Hayu kol ha'olamis mamish, b'chol b'chinoisam l'mala. There wasn't an actual world. Hashem created the world in 6 days. But the world was Shabbos dik. Was in that state of aliyah. There was no birurim that would have been necessary. Everything was just right. Hayukol ha'olamis mamish b'chol b'chinoisam l'mala. Va'ata b'imei ha'golos. But now, following the chait of Adam and Chava, and now that we're in golos, b'imei ha'golos, afilu b'yom ha'shabbos. Now, Ari HaKadosh is saying that when we had the Beis HaMikdash, then there was something that was more readily available to every Jew. And he says, speaks about this in other places, to every single man, woman, and child. But now, ba'atu b'yom ha'golos, now in golos, afilu b'yom ha'shabbos, even on Shabbos, ein onu yicholin la'ha'alois, rak pnimius olamos. Right now, we're held back, we're limited. And what we can lift up is only the pnimius olamos, the pnimius olamos, the ruchnius, the neshama of the world. Therefore, we don't see things changing in the world. Regular people don't see differences in the world on Shabbos. We have to believe that. But we don't see changes in the world on Shabbos. Ki im hayu oilin chitzaynis ha'ilmas, the Arizal said, because if that was able to happen even now, im hayu oilin chitzaynis ha'ilmas, if the external reality would be able to ascend, hayinu roin be'einenu aliyas ha'ilmas b'Shabbos, then we'd be able to see with our eyes the aliyas of olamos on Shabbos. We'd be able to see with our eyes. So, unfortunately, in Golis, and following the chait of Adam and Chava, we're living in the chitzonius of the olamos. And to us, the Rishna and other tzaddikim, they're able to see something different, but to regular people, the shkia, the sunset on Friday, this Friday, is going to appear to us the same as the sunset on Thursday, and the chitzanis of the olam is the world is olam is kimin hagai noheg. All we see is that when it comes to lamates malachis, which are called lamates oiros, lamates oiros, that when it comes to the 39 malachis, there we see a difference. So I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do that. In the chitzanis of the olamas, that's what we live with. How we keep Shabbos, in the chitzanis of the olamas. As we learn the malachis and panimias, we're going to be able to learn more about how, on our level, we could also join in with this aliyah to the place of what that malach is in ruchnias, after the biruim that we are able to make with our avayda, to come to a place of at least understanding, and hopefully on some level, even tasting a little bit, and experiencing that aliyah to the panimias of the olamas on Shabbos. Therefore, before we continue, we need to understand that when we say in the benching on Shabbos, What does the word mean? So the simple pshat in the word vahachlitzeinu is like chalutzim. Chalutzim, chalutz means ritzei vahachlitzeinu, that Hashem should help us to zrizes, that we should keep Shabbos properly, vahachlitzeinu. But on a deeper level, chalitza means to be free. To be free. To remove all of the constraints. Ritzei v'achlitzeinu. So the tefillah of Ritzei v'achlitzeinu, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah, V'yom Mitzvah, Yom HaShvi, V'yom HaShvi, Shabbos HaGadol HaKadosh, that means that we're asking the Baruch Hu Shalom, even on our Madrega, we're asking the Baruch Hu Shalom, please help us through our learning about Shabbos, our keeping Shabbos, Ritzei v'achlitzeinu, to free us from this shibud to the chitzonius of the olamos, and to give us a taste of the pnimius of that aliyah that takes place every Shabbos, and that will ultimately, when Mashiach comes, an aliyah of all the olamos forever. And that's why, you know, I think all of you know that there are different menhagim when it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos. They go back to the time of the Mishnah, where they would say, "Boi v'neitzel kras Shabbos Malkus." So let us go out and greet Shabbos Malkus. Let us go out and receive the Shabbos queen, or the Shabbos bride, Shabbos Malkasa, Shabbos Kala. Let us go and greet Shabbos Malkasa. And in the days of the Mishnah, they would physically go out to the fields. And we know that from the Tzadikim and Tzvas, that they would actually go out. They would be Makalba Shabbos outside. They went out, and they received Shabbos outside the Beis HaMedrash. They didn't stay in the Beis HaMedrash. They went to receive Shabbos, to be Makalba Shabbos outside. So the Svarim talk about, so how are we able to mekayim that during the years of Golus and our time now, when the general custom is not to go outside? We stay inside shul, or a person has to daven inside his house. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the ikra avoda of bo'u v'neitzei likras Shabbos Malkasa, bo'u v'neitzei means, Rebbeinu Shalom, help me to get out of the 6 days of the week, that way of thinking, that way of feeling. Help me to be a person that's able to be poishet tzur v'loive tzur. The same way when I go into the mikveh and I'm toivel the first tefillahs in the mikveh, to think about how I'm trying to be latseit, bova neitseit, to go out. You don't have to leave shul necessarily and go out into the field. That was such a minig to physically do that, to go out into the field through Mekal B'Shabbos. The inyan, the ikra avoda of bo'ov and neitz, the Shabbos Malkasa, is ritzei v'achlitzeinu. Is that recognition, that awareness, that when it comes to Shabbos, I'm able to leave the mitzias that I'm in, the 6 days of the week, and I'm able to actually live in a different mitzias. So let's begin just for 2-3 minutes, Toimei Achaim Zochu, and we'll get more into it next week. Toimei Achaim Zochu. I said earlier that within each person himself, there's an aliyah that takes place on Shabbos to ascend from the guf, right? And then we know that a person, each one of us, is made of four basic rivadim, four basic layers that correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name. Zeh lifnim mizeh, the part of us that's most chitzayni is the guf and the nefesh. The nefesh is that part of the soul that is attached most to the body. So the outermost layer of a person is the nefesh, the guf and the nefesh. Inside of the guf and nefesh, deeper inside, is the ruach, which is the midas, the emotions, and so on. Then ba'oimek yoise lifnim. Then when you go deeper, the layer that's inside, deeper, is chachma shebedavar, chachma shebenefesh, which is the neshama. And then that part of us, the nekuda of elokus inside of us, that's completely hidden, is called chai yechida. I know you're all familiar with these terms. All that we are is that movement that takes place from chai yechida, neshama, ruach, nefesh, guf, and how we act in this world. And the truth is that there's a fifth level, that's the kutzo shel yud, of the yud of Hashem's name, which is the keser, which is the crown, which is rotzen and einig, which only when we get after all of the shirim on lam tes malachas, then we're going to be talking about einig Shabbos. That's what we're saving for last. After we do lam tes malachas, but that most of us will be gray by then, but when we get to the after the lam tes malachas, then we're going to be ready to talk about einig Shabbos, the inyan of the su'udas, the meals of Shabbos, the zmiros of Shabbos. Every single inyan of the eating of the meals is to get beyond. In other words, the aliyah that takes place on Shabbos, when we speak about nishmas and chadatin, the nishmas and chadatin, that which changes on Shabbos is that on Shabbos, where the aura of the neshama, the light of the neshama, is misgaber in a very powerful way. It's misoyer in a very powerful way. It's filled with ko'ech soif, noyam Shabbos. The neshama is filled with mer de kisufim to be able to rise up and lift up the ruach, lift up the nefesh, all the way to the guf, that a Jew should be in a place of ko'ech soif, noyam Shabbos. So on Shabbos, that aura of the neshama is misoyer in a very powerful way, and that's why on Shabbos a person who's in that place of the neshama is able, like the Ramak was writing, and we see in the Zohar Kaddish and the Kitzveri, is able to see the neshama in physical things as well. He's able to see the neshama in the sun, in the moon, in the stars. He's able to see the neshama of the table, like the Baal Tanya spoke about before he left the world. He was talking about the oisius of the table. These are madregas. But even simple people like ourselves, the aliyah of Shabbos we're going to be talking a lot about is that journey from the 6 days of the week where we're stuck in the world of Chol and the Klipas and Tumah to go away, Shvis no Shvikin, to get away from all the Tumah and to ascend through Neshama and the Neshama to go higher into Ruach and Ruach to Nefesh, Nefesh to the Guf, to change ourselves, Mamish, in this world, to feel that and even to go to a place of Chai Yechida. All of those Aliyahs are what's referred to in the Sfarim as Aliyahs Olamos that takes place within each and every one of us, within the person, that takes place, kivyochel, how Hashem is fearing the Welt, how Hashem is conducting the world. And that, therefore, the impact, the effect, is felt upon everything that exists. And this also is the side, well, just one more minute, this is also the side of, that the Sfarim tell us, the four tefillos of Shabbos. You know, these ascents, these aliyahs take place through Marav, Kabbalah Shabbos and Marav on Friday night. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Betziruf, with the Seudas of Shabbos and the Tefillas of Shabbos, that's called the Aliyahs Ha'olamos. It goes in that order. Now, people automatically think that on Friday night I feel much stronger than I feel much more excited about Shabbos than Shabbos morning. But everybody here knows that the holiest time of Shabbos is when? Is Shal Shudas, is Raiva Derivan, is the holiest time of Shabbos. Raiva Derivan, Rotzen of Ritzinus, is the highest time of Shabbos when we're coming to that place of Rotzen Elion, even higher than Chai Yechida, the place of Keser, of Crown, of Einik, which is Raiva Derivan. So the Tahalich, the process, begins by Kabbalah Shabbos by Friday night, and Kabbalah Shabbos and Marv, and then the ascent takes place. Each of the tefillahs corresponds to one of the letters of Hashem's name. Each of the tefillahs corresponds to one of the four levels of the soul. So that finally, when it comes to Sholosudas, Mincha Sholosudas, a person's in a place of Chai Yechida, in that place of the highest Raiva Derivan, to touch into that world of Kutzu Shal Yud, the highest place of the Metzias of all worlds. So the Aliyah takes place through the Tefillas of Shabbos, and together with the Seudas of Shabbos. The three Sudas of Shabbos and the side of the Suda of Malav HaMalka, we're not going to get to it for a while, you understand? But Malav HaMalka, the Inyan of Dovra Melech, Dovra Malka Mashiach, the fourth Suda of Shabbos, after Shabbos, the Suda of Shabbos, what does that mean, the Inyan of Malav HaMalka, after Shabbos? What does that mean? And how could that change our lives and the 6 days of the week? I hope there's nobody here that doesn't have. Everybody here has Malav HaMalka, even before we learn what it means, Malav HaMalka, not to chalil live without Malav HaMalka, because Malav HaMalka is that which puts everything, all the avodah of Shabbos is brought together with the Malav HaMalka. So it's a combination of the tefillahs and the davening, the sudas, and everything within the mizgeres of the Lamates Malachas. Each one of the Lamates Malachas is the Tal, the Lamates Tal Shel Tchiyah, that gives life to those four levels of our soul, to have an Aliyah, and to be able to be Mekabel Shabbos, and to be Mekabel Bnei Mashiach Tzidkenu at the right time, as Hashem should be soon. Right, to be continued.